Tantor Audio presents Talking After Midnight by Dakota Cassidy. Narrated by Scarlett Chase. 1. Heaven and a ring of fire. Under normal circumstances, Maribel Lyman would have laughed at her employer and friend Dixie Davis's shocked words when she pushed her way into her small basement apartment, stopped dead in her tracks, and tipped her head to the side as if she'd just witnessed the second coming. But this circumstance wasn't normal. Dixie stood poised in her doorway for a moment, the cold draft from the late winter evening ruffling her knee-length burgundy sweater. Dixie, never without words, stared at her, speechless. She tucked a strand of her long auburn hair behind her ear and hummed something else Maribel couldn't quite hear because of her clogged ears. Maribel scurried back to her couch without a word, plunking herself down on the new sofa she'd just had delivered. She huddled into her bathrobe, keeping her head down as far as she could without making her nose begin running again. When her friends from work had all shown up to coddle her with chicken soup and some good old southern love, she'd panicked. Her heart racing, her head full of cotton, throbbing an endless, crushing beat, she'd battled with whether to answer the door. No one saw her this way, unmasked, ever. And definitely not Dixie, the owner of the phone sex company where she worked as a phone sex operator. But it wasn't as though there was any hiding from the three pretty faces full of concern, pressed against the glass of her front door like a trio of suction-cupped Garfields in the back of a car window. She couldn't simply shoo them away, or make up some excuse to keep them from barging in, even if she truly wanted to. As a whole, Team Call Girls was unstoppable. If you told them no, they yelled, "Bless your heart."